show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
You know you might be from Wisconsin when you see a deer cross the road right outside your window. Jason and I witnessed, actually I witnessed it. The deer was across Bellevue Street here in Bellevue on Green Bay's east side. By the time Jason got done what he was doing with the board and went and looked, huge deer. Oh, that thing was big. And it came from our property right here. We have like this wildlife refuge right behind the building. You see hawks sitting on the radio towers looking for small game in the grass. I just think that's really cool. I think birds of prey are the coolest thing. We have well-fed hawks and apparently well-fed deer. Boy, was that thing big. He just kind of crossed the road, then a car started coming, and then he rushed across, and whoop, whoop, whoop. He was big. Big, big boy. Anyway, he was also running in the snow. A lot of snow falling in Wisconsin today. In the Green Bay listening area here, Sheboygan listening area, you folks in listening on WHBL, going to get a lot of snow. Could see 9 inches in the general area. So it's going to be nasty stuff. All right. I want to jump right into a topic here. AP had a story over the weekend, Associated Press's Todd Richman, about a bill that is being proposed by a couple of state lawmakers that would allow Wisconsin's manufacturers and retailers to have their workers volunteer to work 7 straight days without a day off. That currently is not allowed. In a 7-day stretch at one point under current Wisconsin law, you have to have a day off in there somewhere if you work for those sectors. These measures authors are Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend and Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam. They're saying the bill brings Wisconsin in line with federal law. Their argument is, well, I'll tell you what. I will let one of them tell you their argument for themselves. And by the way, I largely agree with this argument. We are joined now by State Senator Glenn Grothman. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, before we get into this, because you and I haven't had a chance to talk, and you may have seen the piece on Right Wisconsin today, you and I didn't entirely agree on the raw milk bill, but I've got your back on the e-cigarette being excluded from the smoking ban. You're spot on correct on that one.
Well, good. Thank you. Right. E-cigarettes, people are trying to stop smoking, and I think some extremists from the Cancer Society don't even want vapor in a bar.
Well, yeah, it's water vapor, for crying out loud. It's not
right.
Tobacco smoke. And anyway, so you're absolutely right on that one. Now, talk about this one. What exactly would this allow, and where did someone ask you to do this? Where did this come from?
Well, it came from the manufacturers of the state. They have a problem, and some of their workers have a problem, that sometimes they might want somebody to work 7 days a week, and some people want to work 7 days a week because they get the overtime. You know, a lot of people in our society work 7 days a week, and usually what they do it is by having 2 jobs or 3 jobs. But if you have a good-paying factory job and your boss will let you work for 7 days a week, a lot of people say, grab that overtime. You know, that's where you can really make the money, and depending upon where you are in your life, you may want that overtime. Wisconsin is one of the few states, I'm not sure how many, who will not allow you in a factory to work all 7 days in a week. You've always got to get 1 day off, and that is the problem because there are factories out there in which people are screaming for more overtime. The boss wants to give them the overtime, and they can't take it. So we just want to do in Wisconsin what they do in many other states and under federal law, allow you to work 7 days a week, and then you get that overtime and make that additional money. You can't force anybody to do it, but we all know that they're given jobs in which people want it. And by the way, already in the state of Wisconsin, in things like restaurants and farms, you can work 7 days a week. For whatever reason, in retail and factory, you cannot work 7 days a week.
I'm glad you brought that up. I think I was unaware of that, that it wasn't uniform, that it was just these are the only two sectors where that applies, Glenn?
Right, for whatever, and I used to work in a restaurant and work 7 days a week, so I didn't know this was true, but apparently in a factory, unlike other areas, you cannot work all 7 days a week, and it's a problem for a lot of the big manufacturers of the state, particularly because there are jobs in which we have a shortage of welders, for example. Now, not everybody's going to want to work 7 days a week, obviously, very few people do, But if you want to, and there are people out there who want to grab that overtime, go for it.
What do you say to critics, as we're talking with State Senator Glenn Grothman, that this might not stay voluntary, that if a lot of employees do it, a handful of employees who don't want to do it would be pressured, and you might be setting it up as voluntary, but really workers wouldn't have a choice?
Well, they've got to sign off, and I'll tell you, right now people can have overtime working 6 days a week. I have never heard of anybody complain to me or anybody else, as far as I know, that say that I'm going to get fired if I have to work 6 days a week. So I don't know why it would be any different with 7 days a week. And, you know, it's such a mean thing to do to the people who want those hours. If these out-of-touch people would talk to some people, they would be amazed the number of people in our society who work 7 days a week because they're working three jobs, okay? Next time you're in a restaurant or next time you're at a convenience store, if you talk to those people, you'd be amazed for how many of those people are working 7 days a week at different jobs. Of course, if you're working different jobs, you're not getting as much pay, you're not getting time and a half. So why not, if you've got a good factory job paying $15-18 an hour, why don't you say you can work that time and a half and make the $22 or $30 an hour?
Want to play a soundbite for you. This is from Stephanie Bloomingdale. She's Secretary Treasurer of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. Jason, go ahead.
I don't know why Senator Glenn Grothman is writing this bill, and we really would like to know who asked him to write this bill.
Okay, you've already answered that, haven't you, Glenn?
Right, and I think she ought to talk to some of her own members who are paying the dues. I think some of these guys who want to work 7 days a week, and I'll believe it, I'm told there are guys out there who do, I think that they should be mad at their union. I think maybe what's going on is Stephanie Bloomingdale is making a lot of money off the union members. She has all the money she could possibly need, and it doesn't occur to her that some of her members want to work that sixth or seventh day for a little bigger house or a nicer education or early retirement. I think Stephanie Bloomingdale's got to get in the real world here. She seems like some limousine liberal who doesn't realize that sometimes people need that extra money.
Yeah, you know, I think you make a really good point there. By the way, I generally support you on this. I will say this. I could maybe see in some workplaces where if most people do it and a handful don't, where they might feel pressured. But I think generally, you know, the important point here is, as you said, there's probably a whole lot of her membership that would support this. It should really, as long as it is voluntary, why would you not give workers that choice?
Right, and I'll tell you, the state of Wisconsin allows some of our workers to work 7 days a week. You talk to people who run the prisons, they're prison guards who are gobbling up all the overtime they can. They want the overtime. Some prison guards say, I'm only going to work 40 hours a week. Well, that's up to the individual. I tell you this, if the state came down and told the prison guards nobody gets any overtime anymore, they'd be pretty livid because they count on that overtime for that additional money. And, you know, why we would be telling people in a factory it's against the law to grab that overtime, I cannot imagine, other than somebody who is out of touch. One of these wealthy liberals, maybe a college professor sort, who's very well paid and doesn't realize that some people, if they want a nicer house, if they want to pay for their kids' education, whatever, they need that overtime.
Talking with State Senator Glenn Grothman, what is the sense that you're getting from your colleagues in terms of support for this in both houses?
Well, we have about 10 other people who've signed on to the bill as of yesterday. To be honest, we thought this would be a non-controversial bill when I introduced it. I mean, who could say it should be against the law to work that seventh day? I mean, we didn't think anybody would be that way. And instead, we have a lot of out-of-touch liberals who are fighting the bill. And right now, it's no secret they don't like to deal with a lot of controversy in Madison. So maybe they'll beat the bill back. But I'll tell you this. If I worked at John Deere, one of these factories where they want me to work, or where I had a chance to work 7 days a week and I couldn't, and I found the reason I couldn't is because the well-paid union leadership was saying that I don't need that seventh day when, for whatever reason, I want that seventh day, I'd be very disappointed I have to pay union dues.
So you did not expect the unions to fight this hard?
No, because I think union members themselves want it. I'll guarantee if I go to a place like John Deere, there are people there who want to work that seventh day and be happy to grab. They wouldn't want to work that seventh day during deer hunting or something. But, you know, sometimes the year they'd want to work that seventh day. They'd want to grab that time and a half and make that amount more money. And I think those union workers would be very livid if they found out their high-priced union leadership was trying to prevent them from grabbing that extra cash.
All right, we're going to see what the listener thinks. State Senator Glenn Grothman, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks much, Jerry.
I agree with Glenn on this. I will admit there is the minimal danger that some employers would make it more mandatory than voluntary, but I generally think this is a good idea. Do you? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We'll get to your calls in 5 minutes. It's 916.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.